Andrew Amos stepped down and moved away to the back of the room. Nor did Antony take his eyes off him until he was assured that Amos intended to remain there until the inquest was over. "Who's Amos talking to now?" he whispered to Bill.
"Parsons, one of the gardeners. He's at the outside lodge on the Stanton Road. They're all here today. Sort of holiday for 'em."
"I wonder if he's giving evidence, too," thought Antony. He was. He followed Amos. He had been at work on the lawn in front of the house, and had seen Robert Ablett arrive. He didn't hear the shot, not to notice. He was a little hard of hearing. He had seen a gentleman arrive about 5 minutes after Mr. Robert.
"Can you see him in the court now?" asked the coroner.
Parsons looked round slowly. Antony caught his eye and smiled.
"That's him,"
said Parsons, pointing. Everybody looked at Antony.
"That was about 5 minutes afterwards?"
"About that, sir."
"Did anybody come out of the house before this gentleman's arrival?"
"No, sir. That is to say, I didn't see him."